Court will proceed to the fifth case, Mengitsu versus Ashcroft. Mr. Horn.
Good morning, Your Honor. My name is Stanley Horn, and this is the case of Mengitsu versus John Ashcroft, the Attorney General. May it please the Court. The issue in this case is whether the Board of Immigration Appeals properly considered the motion to reopen for asylum after, with regard to a change of circumstances. The original application for asylum was filed and was based upon political considerations which occurred in Ethiopia. It was based primarily on what was occurring to the petitioner's father. After the asylum application was denied by the immigration judge, an appeal was made to the board. The board took about 7 years to make a decision and ultimately decided and affirmed the immigration judge. However, in that period of time, a war occurred between Eritrea and Ethiopia. The new motion to reopen was not based on political considerations which were occurring in Ethiopia at the time, but there was an entire change of circumstances. And the change of circumstances was how the government in Ethiopia was treating Eritreans. Now, the board, when they took the motion to reopen into consideration, never ever considered any of that. Never. What they later said was, well, by the time we got the motion to reopen, the war between the two countries had ended, and that conditions have changed. The board, in its denial of the motion to reopen, in its paragraph, said that the basis of the motion to reopen was the oppressions of citizens of Eritrean ethnicity. Yet, they never considered that. Never, ever considered it. They merely said the world over and country conditions have changed. They never, ever looked at what was going on and how people of Eritrean nationality were being treated by the Ethiopian government. When the government made a response to the motion to reopen, they merely attached two articles and said the world is over and therefore none of the things that were presented in the motion to reopen are relevant. And then the board concluded, based on these two newspaper articles that the government presented, was that there was no problem anymore of Eritrean nationals in the Ethiopian government. As this court has said repeatedly, the board must take into consideration all the factors that are presented in the motion to reopen. The board never did that. Never, ever even discussed what was going on.
Why can't the board just say, in the exercise of our discretion, we deny the motion to reopen? The board ever need to say more than that?
Yes, yes. This court has said, in a number of cases, or a case that we argued in APOCA, said that the board must take all the factors into consideration in making a determination.
Why? There's no entitlement to reopening. You're asking for totally discretionary relief. And it's kind of like saying that we expect the district court to give a detailed statement of reasons for denying a motion for reconsideration.
Well, but the board,
we don't.
But the board went on in their opinion. When they may be able to do that. I'm not saying they cannot do it, but what they did is they did render an opinion. And they started talking about how people of Eritrean nationality are doing are being treated, the oppression, in other words, oppression of citizens, the Eritrean authenticity. When they get into that, then they have an obligation to make the full determination of what the factors are. If they're going to use their discretion and say that we blatantly deny the motion to reopen, then that's one thing. But once they get into the issue of whether or not these factors occur, then they have an obligation to use the discretion. And it is an abuse of discretion for them to totally dismiss it without discussing an issue that they raise themselves. Now, whether the war itself was the precipitating factor to cause the Ethiopian government to treat people of Eritrean nationality badly is irrelevant, because whether there was a war on or not is, again, irrelevant. The question is, how is the Ethiopian government treating people of Eritrean nationality? And in relation to reopen...
Eritrean nationality or Eritrean ethnicity? Take it your client is a national of Ethiopia.
Yeah, he's born in Ethiopia.
Eritrean ethnicity.
Right, right. And what the government was doing is they were deporting people of Eritrea.
Eritrean nationals were being put in concentration camps.
Right, and Eritrean people of ethnicity were also being put in camps.
Ethnicity?
Ethnicity, right.
Ethnicity, right.
Some of them were being deported back to Eritrea. In fact, in this particular case...
What? You say people of Ethiopian nationality?
No, Eritrean.
Well,
the government of Ethiopia...
No surprise that during a war, people of the nationality of your enemy are deported.
The people who have either Eritrean families or were of Eritrean ethnicity or were nationals of Eritrea were all being treated badly. In fact, in this particular case, there's an order of deportation outstanding against my client. However, the government can't remove him because the Ethiopian government has refused to issue him a passport to return to Ethiopia. He has lived in Ethiopia most of his life, and he cannot return because the government of Ethiopia won't allow him.
Is he a citizen of Ethiopia?
He had carried an Ethiopian passport.
That's a different question. Is he a citizen of Ethiopia?
I don't know if people who were originally...
So your answer is you don't know.
I don't know. I don't know if he's a citizen of Ethiopia by merely carrying an Ethiopian passport.
Where was he born?
He was born in Ethiopia.
No. Where physically on the map? What used to be part of Ethiopia is now part of Eritrea.
Right.
Was he born in that place on the map, which now is Eritrea?
No. He was born in that part of the map that is now Ethiopia.
Okay.
Okay. And despite that fact, we have presented evidence in our motion to reopen, and which the board has acknowledged, that people who are people of Eritrean ethnicity are being persecuted. The board never discussed that. The board has an obligation, once they get into that issue, to discuss it fully and to make a consideration and make a decision on that. They failed to do it. They merely dismissed the whole thing by saying the war is over.
Why wasn't that, Mr. Horn, that evidence presented when the period of peace? There's that 16-month period there. Why was there a delay in presenting this evidence?
You mean on the motion to reopen or on the original application?
No,
the
motion to reopen.
It was all attached to the motion to reopen. The motion to reopen, I wasn't originally in on that case. I think the motion to reopen was presented just about at the end of the war between Eritrea and Ethiopia. And there was enormous documentation presented by trial counsel as to what was going on and how the government of Ethiopia was treating Eritrean people, ethnic Eritreans, and the government, the Board of Immigration, totally disregarded it. If you look at what the government responded...
Chief Judge Flom was asking you a different question. It was about this delay in submitting the motion or the evidence attached to it or what?
No, I'm not sure when the delay in filing the motion to reopen, when they found out of what was going to happen. I don't know that. I think I wasn't involved in the original motion to reopen. I don't know exactly when the motion to reopen was filed in relationship to when the war either began or when the war ended. So I can't tell you that, but as I say to you, he is in effect between a rock and a hard place because there's no place to go. He can't go back to Ethiopia because they won't issue him a passport. Eritrea won't issue him a passport because he's never been in Eritrea. So he is, in effect, stuck here in the United States, and the government can't remove him. There's no travel document. So he is here, and will be here for the foreseeable future. If there's nothing else.
Thank you, Mr. Horn. Ms. Lynch.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court. My name is Susan Lynch, and I represent the respondent, John Ashcroft, today in this matter. I think the critical question that we have to really focus on here is that the board did not abuse its discretion in denying
the
motion to reopen.
The problem with the board, in this as in so many cases, is that its opinion seems to me to be completely illogical, because it says the respondent attached documents to his motion to reopen, which indicated that your government of Ethiopia has escalated the oppression of citizens of Eritrean ethnicity. And then it says the service contends that since the filing of the respondent's motion, Ethiopia has begun withdrawing their troops, and a United Nations peacekeeping mission has been deployed. We agree with the service's contention that country conditions have changed again, so that the information provided in the respondent's motion is no longer material to its claim. That's a complete non sequitur. The fact that Ethiopia has withdrawn its troops from Eritrea, and the fact that the UN, you know, has some peacekeepers somewhere, has nothing to do with whether it is oppressing Ethiopians of Eritrean ethnicity. There just is no rational connection. They could be continuing the oppression while withdrawing their troops, and in fact, they might be increasing the oppression because, you know, they really want to get rid of these people.
You know,
the board said, well, look, we don't believe these documents. We don't think Ethiopia is doing that. We don't think there's this oppression. That would be fine. They didn't say that. They just remarked something about withdrawal of troops and a UN peacekeeping mission. It's completely irrelevant. I mean, obviously, UN peacekeeping mission is not to protect Eritreans in Ethiopia, it's to police their, you know, their armistice or whatever, ending their war.
You know, you make an excellent point that it is certainly a brief opinion as many of
them. No, it's the brevity is not the problem. The opinion could be, you know, one line, as Judge Easterbrook said. The point is, if you write an opinion and it's totally illogical and irrational, how can we sustain it?
Well, let me respond first to your question on the factual basis, and then back to the standard that governs us in its analysis. The court had asked of petitioner's counsel the dates involved here and the production of evidence that the board subsequently reviewed in coming to its conclusion. And as indicated, the petitioner provided a motion to reopen, and in that motion to reopen there was a series of documents that were presented, and they are part of petitioner's filing in there in approximately record site 18 of the administrative record. And in those particular presentations to this court, it states the situation going on in Ethiopia for Eritrean people of Eritrean ethnicity during the war time. On April 16, 2001, the INS made its submission indicating that the war, which was the basis for the changed condition statement that provided by the petitioner, was over. Now, there was a period, as the court recognized, of 16 months during which petitioner did not provide any additional information to rebut what the INS had provided.
Well, fine, and the board could have said that, right? But it didn't say that. Instead, it makes this irrelevant remark about withdrawing troops.
Well,
what does that have to do with?
Well, Your Honor, be as it may, the opinion of the board may not be ideal.
I think it's completely illogical. I don't see the point. Why didn't they say these documents are stale, or they shouldn't have waited 16 months, or the war ended? They didn't say the war ended, and when the war ended, Ethiopia became warm to its Eritrean
inhabitants. Why do you say that?
Well, what we are faced with here today on a motion to reopen before this court is whether there is an abuse of discretion. And under that standard, and abuse of discretion can be identified in a series of ways. For example, that the opinion is made without a rational explanation.
Look, when the motion to reopen was filed on April 10th, 2000, the war had ended.
That's correct.
So they're not talking about the war. They're talking about the continued oppression of these people after the war. So the service doesn't say, well, no, you're wrong, after the war, everything now is hunky-dory. They talk about Ethiopia begun withdrawing their troops. I assume they mean from the disputed war, you know, so they're continuing the disengagement following the end of the war. Now, they could even say, well, yes, because of that, we think, you know, these Eritreans in Ethiopia are not going to be oppressing. But they didn't say that either. They just mention something and simply do not, and we keep saying in review of administrative decisions, the administrative agency has to, you know, draw a path between the evidence and the conclusion, which they have notably failed to do, because they appear to accept, at least for sake of argument, the truthfulness and the relevance of Mengistu's testimony, and then they remark some seemingly irrelevant point, and then they're finished with it.
Correct, Your Honor, but again, I have to remind the Court of the standard that this Court laid out in Johnson v. INS, leaving aside the argument that I made on abuse of discretion. I'd like to focus the Court's attention on the motion to reopen, which again is what we're focusing on in the narrow administrative record on this particular motion. And it says that the Board may deny a motion to reopen for at least three independent grounds, and one is failure to introduce new material evidence previously unavailable. And I, of course, do not want to go back and re-argue the administrative...
Well, now, wait a minute. Are you going to defend this decision on a ground that they could have given but didn't give? I mean, don't you have a Chenery problem doing that?
No. I'm defending the decision on the ground that the petitioner did
There's
not...
There's only one ground. The only ground is that we agree with the service's contention that country conditions have changed.
Correct.
So that the information is no longer material. Well, that's either irrational or there's can you defend that? What do they mean that conditions have changed again?
Okay, what they mean by that is there has to be, in order to be successful on a motion to reopen, you have to have some new evidence, which is one of the three prongs that we're dealing with, and that's the one before. What was the new evidence? Well, the petitioner's new evidence was, again, that based on this war, that was the crux, there was this mistreatment. And so what the board said was, well, when the...
Okay, so you're saying that there was no evidence submitted to the board other than the fact of the war, that the treatment of people of Eritrean ethnicity had changed?
Not exactly, Your Honor. I mean, in all honesty and clarity, I think what's going on here is that the evidence that was presented to the board in the five
areas... Well, there's hurts and there's not exactly. So what does the not exactly mean?
Well, what the evidence that was presented to the board was that there would be mistreatment, there would be persecution. That evidence was presented based on documents that were happening during the course of the war. So the assumption, I think, by the board was that now that the war is over and the conditions have changed, then the situation is such that there is no longer this new evidence to reopen the hearing.
That doesn't sound very rational. One reason why people end wars is because they've become too costly to your own economy and population to carry on.
Correct.
And that doesn't imply that you are viewing more charitably those associated with your adversary.
That may be true, but again, Your Honor, I want to return to the notion that this, you know, the statement of this court in Johnson is that that motions to reopen are disfavored unless there is new and additional evidence. And what the...
But the board didn't say that that evidence is stale because the war is over. They said it was stale because Ethiopia has begun withdrawing their troops. And a UN peacekeeping mission has been deployed.
But and I think
so
the
what does that have to do with anything?
I think the linkage that is attempting to be made here is that because petitioner, first of all, a motion to reopen is not an opportunity to reanalyze and regurgitate everything
but
that happened
look,
before.
Look, you've got this is not a this is pretty unusual stuff. This is 7 years in limbo when he files this, right?
Actually, Your Honor, the timing isn't that unusual for the.
Oh no, we know it's not unusual, but the point is, a lot can happen in 7 years.
True, and Your Honor, if I refer you to the immigration.
It's not like a person is convicted, and 10 years later he says, "Oh, I was erroneously convicted," or something. I dig up some evidence. This is a situation in which the circumstances relevant to asylum continue developing over the long period since the deportation order. There's no presumption that the situation is the same as it was in 1993.
Yes. And may I please conclude because my time is up. And it's precisely for that reason that we have to limit ourselves to the record before us. If, for example, we could keep reviewing these cases over and over every time there was a change of circumstance, then we would never get to a point where the case could be concluded. And here, this court stated that we have to focus, in order not to avoid delay of deportation proceedings, we have to focus on the evidence that is before us. And the evidence before us here was the immigration judge denied the petitioner's original petition because the circumstances had changed in that situation between when, the petitioner was allegedly being mistreated and when the board made its decision. There was a change again that the petitioner argued brought in new evidence and now the situation is such that we need to reopen. Well, then it comes to the point where the board ultimately made its decision and the evidence the petitioner raised was no longer relevant. So we have to look within the four corners of this administrative record.
And why is it no longer relevant? That the critical question that I asked you was, did he submit evidence of persecution of people of Eritrean ethnicity independent of the war? And your answer was yes. Now, why would that evidence be no longer relevant when the war ends?
That is a good point, Your Honor. And the board, in its discretion, made the determination that that the motion to reopen should not be granted. And it is a discretion the board has, and the motions to reopen are disfavored according to the standards of this court. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Ms. Lynch. Mr. Horn, you have 1 minute. Did you wish to use it?
Simply put, when a motion to reopen is filed, the board, as this court has repeatedly said, must consider all the factors involved. As Judge Posner pointed out, the board never did that. They took two articles that the government wrote, the war has ended, and therefore everything's perfect in Ethiopia.
No, come on. We've got to address this carefully. The point of a motion to reopen is to say that things have changed since originally. Therefore, you had to show evidence that conditions have gotten worse for Eritreans than they were at the time of the original decision. That's different, and the board's conclusion apparently is that things have not gotten worse. That's very different from saying that all Eritreans would just love to go live in Ethiopia.
No. What I'm saying is that whether the war was on or was not, I'm not sure whether the war was a catalyst. What I'm saying is how Ethiopia treated people of Eritrean ethnicity. And that's the issue that the board failed to consider. That's the issue.
That's because its brevity in its motion to reopen order doesn't specifically address it.
They address it and they obliquely and then move on to something else.
What would you describe as your best evidence that people of Eritrean ethnicity in Ethiopia were being treated worse in the year 2000 than in the year 1993?
I believe, if I remember correctly, part of it had to do with the State Department reports.
That's not
Which were presented to the board.
Which were presented to the board.
So are you saying they reached an illogical conclusion? Or they did, we have no knowledge of what they did?
We have no knowledge of what they did. They just discussed the motion and what the motion raised for the issue, and then they skirted, then they went to someone else saying the war was over, and that was it.
They didn't say the war was over. Okay. All right. Thank you to both counsel. The case is taken under advisement.